I'm Madeline Brandon. This is Day to Day. Retail sales had their biggest drop in 5 months. The Commerce Department says January's numbers fell by 0.3%. Marketplace's Matthew Algio joins us now from Los Angeles to explain. And Matthew, why did retail sales drop in January?
Well, you can blame it on cars. Auto sales fell by more than 3% last month, and that dragged down the overall retail sales number. Auto sales fell because many dealers cut back on those generous incentive programs they had offered in December. Now, if you take autos out of the equation, retail sales actually went up by 0.6% last month, and that's not too bad, especially for a January.
And so why did those stores that experienced that increase, why did they have such a good month?
Two words, gift cards. Mm-hmm. A lot of people got gift cards for the holidays. In fact, I saw one survey that said 57% of all shoppers bought at least one gift card during the holiday season. And in January, everybody who got a gift card started to cash it in. Retail analyst Candace Corlett told me that most stores took advantage of that influx of shoppers.
The shoppers go in with their cards in January looking for something exciting to buy, and they don't want the leftovers from the holiday season. And many of the retailers were smart enough to have new merchandise on the floor the week after Christmas. I think that certainly helped to lift January sales.
And it looks like sales will be strong again this month. A report that came out today says sales at chain stores went up in the first 2 weeks of February.
So are the retail stores happy now? Is this all good news?
Well, not exactly. They might have customers, but those customers might not be very happy. A quarterly survey that came out today says customer satisfaction plunged during the last 3 months of 2004. Much of the unhappiness was because of long lines and slower service caused by cutbacks in retail staffing. By the way, the survey was done by researchers at the University of Michigan, and they say the last time customer satisfaction fell so much was back in 1997, and right after that survey, there was a big slowdown in consumer spending.
So what does all this mean for the overall economy?
On the whole, analysts say things look pretty good right now. Consumers are spending money, and that, of course, is good for the economy. On the other hand, and there's always another hand in these economic stories, the growth in consumer spending seems to be slowing, and that's not such a good sign. And Madeline, today in the Marketplace Newsroom, we're looking into how well today's consumer products will stand the test of time.
Matthew Algio of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace. Marketplace joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business, and it's produced by American Public Media. Thanks, Matthew.
You're welcome.